Kobe alone, it was, you know, when I only just arrived a little over a year ago to Japan, and it was researching, you know, the startups and foreigners in Japan, trying to kind of get connections to kind of get an advantage or understand the Japanese market.
Mm-hmm.
And through many conversations with people that I know in Tokyo, because I was already in Osaka, they told me to go and talk to Josh Flannery, who is an Australian who's helping the Kobe Startup Hub, which is how I'm here today.
Say his name again.
Joshua Flannery.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he also runs a consultancy company called Innovation Dojo Japan.
Ah, 聞いたことある。
そうそう。
はいはい。
Yeah, so he has been sort of a director to help foster entrepreneurism outside of Tokyo, so helping to support Hyogo and Kansai regions respectively.
Hmm.
So it's just through, you know, conversations and introductions that I really did come across Kobe and the Kobe city.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been very instrumental in supporting my business and my vision to create a networking platform.
Mm-hmm.
And by connecting me with other professionals and mentors and opportunities to get ideas, pitch ideas and practice, I feel confident today because of Kobe City and the Kobe Startup Hub. That's right.
Mm. Well, you're based in Osaka.
Yes. Yeah.
So how did you find it? How did you get to Osaka? Because Osaka is I'm not sure it's famous for a startup something.
No, it's not. That's right. So, you know, we only... My family and I, with my wife, who's Japanese, and our daughter, we moved to Japan from the U.S. because of COVID. I am already 15 years in my career in UX design, and said because, you know, things were very complicated in the U.S., it was an opportunity for us to kind of try something new and different. I always wanted to start a company in Japan. I thought maybe this is probably the good time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It sounds like a crazy idea. So... Because she's from Nara area.
Hmm?
She's from Nara.
Nara.
That's right. And so it was convenient for us to come to Osaka, only because of family being there. But honestly, Osaka was never going to be our final destination. We were going to move to Tokyo and start the business there, like everybody else does.
Hmm.
But when we got here, it was at the height of COVID in Japan. And so getting to Tokyo from Osaka was basically impossible.
Hmm.
So with Osaka pretty much at my doorstep, I thought I'd go and investigate the city to see what's that all about. And I quickly discovered a startup community that was growing. It was very innovative, it was very young, it was very diverse, and nobody knew about it.
Oh.
It was kind of like a Kansai secret.
Mm.
And I got connected with Osaka City and a few small startups. Then I quickly really got into the community itself. And that's how I eventually met up with the Kobe community, which they're kind of sharing resources. Mm. They're kind of doing things together, which I really liked. And so it just took off from there.
How much Kobe City helped your business?
Yeah, Kobe City has really helped out by connecting me with different mentors in Hyogo and in Kansai. Giving me opportunities to share my idea and really sort of evolve it. It's literally a community I can trust and I can connect with, as opposed to trying to do this by myself.
Mm.
So I found people like me, which was great.
Mm.
And Kobe is so short to travel to from Osaka, so it's very convenient for me to kind of do a day trip to Kobe and come back. And so it's just basically another neighborhood for me to go to, which is really great. So I don't really look at it as two different cities, but just one larger community. And part of my effort now is to help promote startups and entrepreneurism outside of Tokyo for foreign businesses and startups to come in and invest.
Oh, okay. Like including Osaka,
that's right,
Kobe.
Osaka and Kobe, that's right.
Oh,
right.
I see.
You know, and with the World Expo coming up in a few years in Osaka, this is a great opportunity now to start sharing the news that Kobe and Osaka, you know, they are entrepreneurial ready. They are innovative. They are, you know, design centric. I think it's a great opportunity for startups to come in and call home.
Mm. Yeah, I know Osaka is holding a huge event.
That's right.
Soon.
That's yeah. right. That's right. Yeah. 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 But it's a shared effort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.